Hey everyone, Scott here. Happy Labor Day. Hope you're enjoying not doing labor. Because of the holiday, we have a special Bill Strand Bontent episode for all of you this week. We'll be back with a new episode next Monday. So enjoy these outtakes and bonus conversations from our episode featuring Bill Strand of the Chameleon Breeder Podcast. Enjoy!
1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
So if you're listening to this and you are not a new listener of Song Salad, you've heard us talk a little bit about the Chameleon Breeder Podcast before, because I was dorking out about it probably back in, like, I don't know, the winter sometime when I first stumbled upon it. And then kind of realized I was a little obsessed with it. And I talked about it to all of you. And it was just kind of like look at this very, very niche community that I've kind of stumbled across, even though it has nothing to do with my daily life. But it was just like a really a bright spot of support and passion. And I'm all for people who are passionate about something sharing that with the world. So if you wouldn't mind just talking a little bit about how you found this passion and why chameleons. Oh no, Bill, we lost him.
No. You talked for too long.
I'm
Shannon,
sorry. Oh, we lost him. Oh, damn it.
What?
Maybe this... he's talking though.
I don't know. Should we stop and try again? Yeah. Now, I did want to ask you, when breeding chameleons, what is the most effective music to play for them?
Ooh, the chameleon breeding is kind of basic, and it's pretty simple. I'm not sure there's a whole lot of romance going on there.
College.
We can pretend today.
The males will start bouncing their head up and down.
Okay, good to know.
To see if the female is receptive. And if she is, she just gives him some nice, pleasant colors, which invites him in, and he crawls on top of her, and there's some inappropriate things going on for the kids in the audience.
We mark our podcast explicit. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
If she's not receptive, that's when it gets really interesting, because he doesn't always get the message, and she will gape at him a little bit, turn towards him, and maybe gape a little bit more and show those teeth. And if he still doesn't get the idea, well, he's going to get a nice bite.
Wow.
Sometimes they still don't get the message. And depending on the species, she'll either run away or else she will really do some damage to him.
See, that sounds more like my college experience.
Yeah, okay.
The running away.
The running away. Yeah. Okay.
No, so Scott didn't get bit by too many girls in college.
It's not entirely romantic, but it is interesting to watch when the male sits there just vibrating his head and bouncing it up and jerking it around all over the place.
Great.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. As a little interesting podcast story on the explicit, I try to keep it very on my podcast. I try to keep it family friendly, but then there was one time, some lady I didn't know, she just came on and on Facebook and said, "Yeah, really love your podcast. My 5-year-old girl falls asleep to it every night."
Whoa.
Like, oh, my goodness. I now have a responsibility.
Yeah.
I was a little shocked today when I was listening to you, and I thought you you started talking about foggers, and I thought you said something different. I was like, whoa, that took a turn.
Yeah, well, I don't care if I get banned out of the whole country of India, but That 5-year-old little girl, I have a responsibility.
Don't worry. The song will be, if anything is risque in the song, it will only be sort of like illusion or double entendre or something.
This of course does not apply to this podcast.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, here we'll just say whatever we want to. Fogger, fogger, fogger.
Yeah. What we're going to do for you now is attempt to write this Quiet Storm song about the chameleon community and about chameleons. And we're going to kick you out of the room, as it were, for a little bit while we do this. And then we'll give you a ping whenever we're ready.
All right. So what should I do in the meantime while I am waiting with bated breath?
Whatever you like.
All right, go ahead and listen, Bill.
All right, where is it?
I sent you an MP3.
Oh, there it is.
Okay,
don't listen yet. Okay.
Well, now you can.
I'm so confused. Right, there it is. Oh, downloading. Oh, wow. Ooh.
The flute gets you.
Goodness.
From the Madagascan lowlands to the Sri Lankan Nile, from Africa to Yemen and back, I'd tour a bite or two, and I'd even track your poo, so you can have a loaded snack, because you're my lovely lizard of my heart. What would I do to get a sweet look from you? Even just one eye is a star. Zag a toes to your prehensile tail. Your extrudable tongue makes me swoon.
Oh my goodness.
Grip me like a branch and I'll revamp your lamps. I promise you I won't make you spoon. Because you're my modern day magic dragon. Lovely lizard of my heart. Lizard of my heart.
Still play?
Oh my goodness, yes, this is awesome. I'm getting into it. I'm swaying here.
Yes, it's very swayable music.
I may have found my beat after after decades of being horrible at dancing or playing music. I think I finally have a beat.
Yes, there you go.
It just took the song Salad Chameleon Song.
I had one final question for you, Bill.
Yes, sir.
You talked a lot about sort of getting in the mind of a chameleon to better understand how to care for them.
Yes.
Have you ever had a dream from the perspective of a chameleon, like a dream where you were a chameleon?
I'd have to say no, I haven't.
Huh.
Although you would think that I probably have and just don't remember it. I would imagine if you take a look at how much time I spend studying chameleons and trying to figure them out, I probably spend half the night dreaming about them and just don't realize. Maybe I don't realize that I'm sleeping and I think this is just part of my day.
Probably. It's become subliminal.
Maybe the chameleons own you.
Yeah.
Okay, it's possible. Oh, and by the way, I love listening to your podcast. Your audio is so excellent. Your editing is wonderful. I aspire to such excellence.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
Well, that is all Scott, since that's his bread and butter is music and music recording. And he knows recording software inside and out. So he's the guru on that.
I love it. I listen to podcasts just because they have great audio. And I just sit there and just melt into the side going, oh, one day.
You're too kind.
Oh.